Waveform good.
Waveform good.
Welcome to the Bamboo Lounge. 10 to 15 minutes of absolute nonsense from your two favorite pandas.
I'm sorry that I used Le Poisson Steve as a character description.
It's fine. You I'm say not that, and sorry. All I can think of is croissant.
Croissant. I know. Steve. To be fair, my son and I have been wandering around going poisson, like in the croissant voice now. But he's also in the midst of building a cardboard boat for physics class, and they had to choose a theme because they have to be dressed to the theme of their boat. And he was originally going to do Barbie, but it sounds like they're going to do Le Poisson Steve because it would be very easy to just paint the boat orange.
Yeah, I don't know anything about this thing you're talking about.
Ryan?
Is this a
I'll send you a video later.
Ken Alpha thing or...
This is like, did you encounter the Dirt Man?
I have heard of the Dirt Man.
A little dirt under the pillow for the Dirt Man.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So this is kind of like the Dirt Man in that it makes no sense.
Sure.
At all.
Dirt Man makes perfect sense.
Cool. Well, so does this.
You put dirt under your pillow for the Dirt Man so he doesn't take you away.
It's a little song about a fish. Named Steve. He's sure. A goldfish, so he's orange, and he has arms and legs.
As
he's
you do.
Very handsome, and he swims on earth and walks in the water, and he's stinky, but we love him anyway. That's the song, but it's in French.
Sure.
That's it.
It's like a meme. It just once it like if you accidentally click on it in your TikTok, you'll never get it out of your TikTok.
Sure. I mean, okay, so it's like the old Nyan Cat or whatever.
Yes.
But now it's just a walking
fish
that talks in French or something.
Yes.
Well, no, it doesn't talk, it just has a frowny face.
Just has a frowny face.
Gigantic eyeballs.
Okay.
I send you a video.
Sure. I'm sure as long as it's not on TikTok and messes up my algorithm.
Well, I can send it to you on Slack in TikTok and then you can watch it from like your computer so that you're not logged in.
Oh, that's not fair. I'm all logged in on my computer, so.
Yeah. Okay, I'll find it somewhere else.
Yeah, I don't know what's I don't know.
I'll send a link and then just Ryan open it like
I'll
open it in
if you like it, you can then open it in your FYP and let it in.
But it's totally infected my FYP.
No.
And I'm just it's fine. I'm here for it. The people are like making them out of Legos, like cakes.
Wow.
Steve cakes, like
just everywhere.
Everywhere. People are just recreating it. Someone has a full-on Le Poisson Steve three-dimensional costume in which they look like Le Poisson Steve.
See, you say Steve, and I only think of Minecraft at this point.
Yeah, it is pretty funny because my kiddo is also like, this is very addicting, and he's like, Le Poisson Steve, chicken jockey, and I'm like, oh my God.
No.
Goodness.
Not the movie. I don't think about the movie, Steve. I think about the video game Minecraft, Steve.
No Jack Black for you, huh?
No, not yet.
I have not seen it, but he did take his date friend on a date to see the Minecraft movie. And he enjoyed it, but he was very mad because they didn't make the Minecraft physics.
No,
that
makes sense.
The way Minecraft actually works.
Oh, where blocks just sit in the
air. You got to make it more realistic.
No, no. They specifically did that where blocks just sit in the air. Like if you cut down the middle part of a tree and the rest of the tree just floats. They specifically did that. But then apparently they let you, they picked up cactuses and threw them as weapons.
Oh, yeah. And they didn't just bust
apart.
You can't
do that. Yeah. You can't do that.
Yeah. As soon as you hit a cactus, it explodes into blocks.
But the video game is just a reflection of the real Minecraft world, which is what the film was trying to introduce.
I was like, I am not going to have, I did not argue with him. I just looked at him and I said, you know how I feel, like how I get really up in arms about the Lord of the Rings movies. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yes. And I was like, well, now you understand. And then we just moved on with life.
Think of the Minecraft movie as Minecraft, but with custom mods installed.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Custom cactus mods, apparently.
Which is something you could probably do. I'm just someone saying.
Will probably do it now.
I hope right. so. Because then they can say officially, it follows the rules of Minecraft's right. asterisks with this mod with installed. This,
with the Minecraft movie mod installed. Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Yep.
Good. I have been playing a lot of Minecraft myself lately, though. Like for the first time, my kids got into it.
That's how every adult gets into Minecraft.
I know, it's weird. I started playing when it was in beta originally. Like I bought the beta version on computer and have gotten for life free updates.
Oh yeah,
on my computer since I paid $10 for the beta back in 2000, whatever.
Right.
and so I don't play it on the computer anymore because that makes no sense for my kids because we only have the one computer in the house and it's my podcast computer. I don't want them mucking around on that.
Yes.
So I got it on PS5 and we have since learned you can do 4-player hot seat. The PS5. So we've been playing together as a family, which has been a lot of fun. But this is the furthest I've gotten in the game, and I am excited to finally beat the game, which is interesting.
I play on and off. I've been playing for many, many years. I play modded Minecraft, so that is like a whole additional level of complication. And I'm soon ready to get Senda hooked into Minecraft. But then, I don't know. I think it'll be fine. We can just have like Minecraft date nights.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, we'll just be hanging out. We'll just have audio channels open or whatever.
Yeah.
Or like video or whatever. I have definitely, I've never played Minecraft. But during the pandemic, we used to get groups of folks together just to hang out and socialize, right? Mm-hmm. When we were in lockdown. And it would be like everybody chilling and playing Minecraft except Senda, who's doing something else.
Oh yeah.
And so I haven't actually played Minecraft, but I have listened to a lot of people play Minecraft, and I have some very funny stories about listening to people play Minecraft, especially since they were all on the same server together and they were playing on a modded server. There were definitely there would be moments of like somebody I always think of Gator and the bees, Phil. I don't know if that's a story that I can effectively tell. Can you tell the Gator and the bees story?
So before the version of Minecraft where bees were a fixture in the game, there was a mod that put bees in, but it also put bees in from other
weird bees.
Well, from other dimensions. So there were end bees, there were nether bees.
Oh.
And I don't remember why it happened, but we had the dragon egg at some point, and Gator had put some bees up near it, and it had some sort of disastrous effect, and they turned into like really violent, really deadly bees. And I think it had killed him once.
It had murdered him at least twice before anybody went to try to help him.
Wow. Yeah, and his stuff was like on top of this building. And so like the rest of us come running.
They were going through the walls at that point.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like we couldn't contain them.
It was a real problem. We had to kill all the bees, get rid of the hive. It was pretty funny though, because we were all just like sitting around doing our own stuff. Because we, you know, when you play a shared server, you're like you're building your base and you're mining and stuff like that, and everybody's kind of away from each other. But we left a village in between all our houses as kind of a common area, and it happened at the village, so we're all like come running from our places to try to go rescue them.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening, and I just hear, oh, they're bees. How cool. And then I hear, ow. Ow, fuck. They killed me.
You're like, what? You got killed by bees?
You got killed by bees. And then
the first one of us who ran up got like mauled and like had to run away. And it was like, holy shit, these bees are like off the charts.
It was so very funny.
We broke out the big weapons.
That's funny. I had my first panic experience in Minecraft the other day.
Did you lose your base?
No, I was creating portal tunnels in the nether, right? As you do, like, so I can quickly travel between my three separate main areas in the map that I've got so far. I'm like, okay, this is the last one. This will bring me to my original cave base if I get this portal set up. I just need to get there. And so I got there finally, and I'm chipping away, and I'm like, okay, this is annoying because I had to literally build a tunnel over a lake of lava got to the end. And I'm like, okay, everything's perfect, but there's a hole there that I must have accidentally chopped. So let me go fill it in. I actually ran into the hole, and it was a full on hole, and I fell right into the middle of this lava lake.
And I'm
like, okay, I'm glad I'm not on hardcore, first of all. Second of all, this is my first time falling into lava. What do I do? So I was paused. I had the game paused for like half an hour. I was like looking at tips and tricks videos of like, what do you do? Finally found out, hey, netherite stuff doesn't burn in lava. So I'm like, okay, I've got 5 minutes to get back here. And I got my netherite stuff back, but I like lost a lot of like replaceable stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So
this is where I like playing on the PC, because that is the kind of thing where, well, one, if you're playing modded, there's almost always a gravestone mod where when you die, it grabs all your stuff. It puts it in a little gravestone, which is like a chest, marks it on a map for you so that you can find where your body is.
Oh.
And then you can come back, you break the gravestone, and it transfers everything.
Well, they got a keep loot option in the base game now.
Yeah.
You just die and keep your loot, but that's in the cheats mode, and I don't have that activated because I would like the achievements.
Yeah, I play. So when I play, I never want to stress about the game. So I always play with cheats on, and then during the course of the game, I will decide if I want to give myself something. But typically, like if I die, I will flip the game over to creative and go retrieve my stuff.
Oh, like, there you go.
Just like I'll go retrieve my stuff and then put the game back on to survival and just be like, okay.
Now
it's fine. I have done the in survival mode, have to run and go fetch my body with, you know, a wooden sword, no armor kind of thing.
To be fair, I had my PS5 version and I had my computer version on the same seed, so I could go in spectator mode and look at underneath the lava, how far down I had to see if I could build up and get out. I had to survey and I knew I was screwed. So I was like, okay, whatever. But at least I knew my most efficient path to get back there after I died. So I was like, okay, goodness. So I cheated a little bit, but it was on a different platform, so I don't really care.
It doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
Modeling your game world so you can just take a peek at what's going on. Absolutely.
Exactly.
It's good stuff.
Okay. Shall we wrap this up? We don't want to make too much for Ryan to edit.
Yes. Well, we're pushing 115, which is your typical.
Yeah, this is pretty much normal. Exactly.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, we should cut ourselves off.
I have 2 minutes and 50 seconds until I have to start the
perfect
oven.
Timing.
Perfect, perfect.
So, all right,
good.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. We're back next week. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. And stop. A stop button.